You share it with me later.
Oops. I know you. Pat, are you taking notes? Pat, are you taking notes? Are you taking?
We had a technical difficulty over here, everybody can stand down. We're good.
Stand down.
What was the technical difficulty?
Something was interrupted. Broadcast was interrupted, so.
Well, we're good right now.
I pushed the resume button.
Might have been an electric current.
Too many shares.
Yeah, that's
a lot of shares.
Probably interrupting.
Lot of shares.
The system.
Yeah.
LaunchTheCast 348. It is July 23rd. It's raining out. It's a Tuesday, but I couldn't be happier. We have some of our favorite people here. We're going to promote some of our favorite events of the course of the year. We have Heath Ellis with us. Heath, it's audio.
All right.
Well, it actually is video. It is video too now, but the audio people wouldn't be real. Right. The shrug of the shoulders doesn't translate on the audio feed.
Right.
Michael DeCosta is with us.
Hi, Joey.
Daisy Nell is with us.
Good morning.
Jimmy and Pat are here.
Good morning, Austin.
And Chris McCarthy is here.
Good morning, Joe. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you,
buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, yeah, another birthday. Another year, another birthday.
Another week.
We got to... You could tell who actually listens to the podcast. And who doesn't. Right from that quote.
Chris has started. Okay, guys.
It's not my birthday,
no,
but we say it every week.
You get 52 of them every year.
It's great. I love it.
280, you know.
So tonight, one of my personal favorite events of the year is our annual cigar sale
tonight.
On the Thomas Lennon.
6 o'clock.
The most beautiful boat in Gloucester Harbor.
Thank you.
6 o'clock. Every year, Heath, we go through this. I get the little flyer from Kylie, and we put it out. And as soon as we put it out, it sells out within like a week. And I tell everyone when I share it, like, you got to get your tickets early. If you don't get your tickets early, you're not going to get on the boat. And every single year, like 2 days before, they're like, oh, I didn't get my tickets. I'll just call the office right now. And what happens?
Well, they all, you know, try and say they know Tom and think that gets you a ticket. But at this point, that hasn't worked in a long time. So, yeah, there's a waiting list. Some people did get on that were on the waiting list, but it's a sellout event. It's great. It's all local people.
Yeah.
I love it.
You combine all the best things. Cigars, the Thomas Lennon.
Drink
the the personality and the hosts. Your crew is fabulous. I love your hosts, your crew, and... It's one of my favorite nights of the year. We're going to talk about the... So that's tonight. The K. Ellis Memorial is in August. What's the date?
Yeah, so August 19th is the fundraiser, the annual fundraiser. Starts at 6 o'clock if you're going to come on the schooners. So the Ardell and the Lannan will be going for about an hour and change sail. And then the party in the Glassdale starts at 7:15 right in there. And then it'll go till around 10-ish. Tickets for the boat are $75, and that could show on a boat and in the party, or just for the party is $50 at the door, or you can buy them online at K. Ellis.
I'll put a link.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it. I'll put a link in the show notes.
So yeah, this is our third fundraiser doing this. Each year we give students going into the hospitality and tourism school. First 2 years we gave away $3,000 scholarships to three kids. This year we're giving away $15,000, so we're up to over 30 grand we've given away.
Wow.
To kids going.
Wow.
In just a short time. So our plan is not to build a big endowment or anything. We're just going to raise as much money as we can and give it away.
And everybody has a good time doing it.
Yeah, it's a great party. It's a great event. There'll be a lot of other fun things. We're doing an online auction where we have some great items you can bid on. We're doing a houseboat weekend. Chelsea Berry's going to do a private concert in somebody's house paired with Bob Ryan's Ryan and Wood alcohol. Let's see what else we got. And
I'll find a print. I got a print
Hotel's
around here.
Hotel's giving us another, you know, great, great donation. Grant Banks has given us a great donation. So all stuff you can bid online. You can go to the Facebook page for the Length K. Ellis Scholarship.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I will link to that. Before you leave, I have a framed print around here that I'll donate for the auction.
Awesome.
And we'll make that happen. Great. I love it. Schooner Festival is also coming up, which
yeah.
Heath is a part of.
Yeah.
Big part. And it's kind of like headquartered at Maritime Gloucester.
It is.
It's a program of Maritime.
It's a program
Gloucester.
Of Maritime
yeah.
Gloucester.
It is a program of Maritime Gloucester. And, you know, is it appropriate to just repeat myself every year? But I feel like people need to know. This is one of the best events that you could possibly, if you wanted to put on a video to represent your city, this is the event that you would really want to put. It combines heritage, beauty, such the essence of what Gloucester is, in a family friendly event. And I always say I want it to be way bigger than it is. And every year it kind of grows.
We'll work on it.
But there's a lot of parts to it. It isn't just a one-day event. It isn't just the parade of sails. What happens at Maritime Gloucester?
Oh yeah. It's a 3-day plus event now. And at Maritime Gloucester, we host the whole thing. But the Heritage Day is the big thing. Maritime Heritage Day. It's a huge family-friendly day. It's always been on our pier. Vendors come and nonprofits come and do a lot of interactive things. We have a bunch of fun things happening, but this year too, it's at I-4C2 as well. So we, because of the schooner docks that we built last year, those floats that go out, we've had so many people over there. Last year on Saturday, in a 4-hour stretch, we had 2,000 people go across the docks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's that?
And go out for a sail. Some of the boats, like Lillian and Ardell, do shorter sails during the day Saturday so that there's more of a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of those boats have tours and charters at night for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always just a hugely popular
Daisy, thing. I think this is one of the coolest things that I've never been able to do it because I always have to work on the day of the race.
Yeah.
But you can get some of the boats. I don't know if the Lannan has this availability or if it's sold out or not. But some of the boats offer. You can actually race. You can pay to race,
yep.
Right?
Some boats offer a chance to be out for just the parade. The parade of schooners is on the boulevard at we say 10:30, but they really start gathering around, and we have a little demonstration from dories and small boats at 10:30 Sunday. That's September 1st this year. Some boats take people out to see the parade, and then they go on. There's a big salute to Joe Garland off Black Bess in Eastern Point, and then they go out to get ready for the race. Some come back inside and pick up people for a separate charter to go out for just the race, or both. So yeah, you can go out and get on the boats for the race. It's very exciting.
Yeah,
it's like a dream of mine. There's two. I have two fantasy things, bucket list things that I want to do. I want to go with Heath down to Baltimore on the boat on one of those and just drink rum all night long. I really don't care about the weather. I don't care if it's raining or not, but I want that experience. I want to go down there to one of those, like, I want to be like a deckhand, even though I don't even know how to sail.
I can vouch for that.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
People, so
as long as you drink like a sailor,
I'll drink like a sailor. And I'll cook. Is there a grill on the boat?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I will.
May not be a Weber, but we can change that.
Make that happen.
Get a Weber on there. We'll get you on one of these trips.
But someday, that's like one of the things I really want to do. The other thing I want to do is I want to race. I would love to get on one of these boats.
I think that can happen.
But it's Sundays. I have to work. I have to be here. But it would be such a...
Well, we might have a record number of boats this year. This is the 35th year of the Schooner Festival,
yeah,
believe it or not.
Big one.
And we really have close to 35 boats.
Yep, right now we have 33 committing. you know, it's always in flux here because some of them are coming, some of them you know, can't really decide. Some are in yard, so they got to find out if they can get out in time. So the number changes all the time, but right now we're at 33.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was 35 years old.
35 years.
1985.
Yep.
Was the first year.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Keith was talking about the scholarship night. One of the things the Spooner Festival committee decided a number of years ago, I think it was at the 25th anniversary, was we wanted to make sure that it was those of us who've been on the committee for 35 years said, you know, we want this to have meaning. We really, it's important that we aren't just a weekend for a bunch of people standing around talking about their boats. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it's spectacular. But we wanted to look to the next generation. So we offer a scholarship for getting young people on the water. And we have, we've done this now for the last 10 years where we offer a scholarship. Some people have taken advantage of it to go to Mass Maritime Academy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been following the same young woman who's been going to Mass Maritime. We have supported Gloucester High School Sailing Program and the Gloucester Museum School Ram Island Project Adventure Camp, plus other programs around that get young people on the water. We try to get kids out on the water, that not kids, but teenagers really, out on the water.
Right, to
that
generate the
day of the parade and the race, so that they can get a little taste of what makes this so special. Because I think what we've said all along is that we're not just looking backward in time. I mean, anybody can do that. You see the old pictures of the original fishermen's races and so forth. But the schooner as a rig, as a style of rig, is viable because, you know, you sail one every day. It's still a viable, fun, safe, beautiful way to be on the water. And we're not fishing under schooner sails anymore, but we are doing educational programs, giving people a chance to experience the, I mean, that was the state of the art 200 years ago, and it's still the state of the art. The same gaff rig boats, the same block and tackles, the same tools, I think, that Harold, Harold probably used the same tools to build your boat.
I think your agenda shows how much care has gone into developing the event as an inclusive cultural event.
Yeah, we wanted to have meaning where it's not just looking back at a time frozen in history. It needs to really be looking forward to what can we learn from what our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers did fishing under sail, and what it meant to Gloucester and Cape Ann, but also what it means now to learn about that. I mean, anybody who's ever taken people out on a boat knows, and when you take people out on a schooner, there's so many areas on that vessel, and just even a few hours where you can apply everything you've ever learned in school, from language arts to physics to science to history, and then experiential education.
Yeah.
It's all
sort of,
right there.
Sort of what Maritime Gloucester does every day. So what we try to do is, and on Maritime Heritage Day, that's all in full effect as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the nice thing. I should say, check Maritime Heritage Day, or I'm sorry, check Maritime Gloucester's website for the Maritime Heritage Day, because we still have some vendor
updates
and such.
Mm-hmm.
And also check that later this week, because by Friday we'll be announcing this scholarship information. So if you know of a young kid that wants to do that and wants to apply, it'll be a short, it'll be like 2 weeks, and then we'll make an announcement of who wins. It'll be a good thing.
I'm sure Joe will include those websites in the post later.
I mean, we could never do the Schooner Festival 35 years
without
the sponsors. I mean, this is all a volunteer committee,
mm-hmm.
But it involves everybody from the mayor's office right through the Coast Guard, the police, the harbor master, people who own vessels, Discover Gloucester, Cape Ann Museum.
Everybody working together.
Everybody working together to make it successful. Way back when this was at the Chamber of Commerce, Mike Costello drove the agenda. He knows absolutely every human being on Cape Ann, and he's had to tap them for either a raffle ticket or to help sponsor. Years and years ago, we were sponsored by Schooner Beer and Dunkin' Donuts, and now we have everything from Turtle Alley to the City of Gloucester to the banks, and the list could still grow, as a matter of fact.
The list is still growing. We're still signing. We have a couple sponsors that are coming
Thanks,
in,
Doug.
And we just haven't finished the paperwork yet. So
you
look for those. Well, I'm
That's
teasing
great.
This. You like
yes,
that?
Yes.
Teasing this.
You're doing a great job.
So we're gonna. But I do have one big sponsor announcement today.
Okay.
I saved it just for you, Joey.
I like it.
One of our lead sponsors is the hospitality sponsor, which helps us put on all the the parties and the events, and really can't do the festival without it. And that year, this year, it's Discover Gloucester,
oh,
which is
wonderful.
Really great to have
That's
them.
Great.
I should know this. It's embarrassing that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What is Discover Gloucester now? Because it was
Discover,
is it something different than it was 5 years ago?
Discover Gloucester is now the it's the CMO. It's this the marketing side. They promote tourism and hospitality throughout for Gloucester.
But is it a different group than the Lynn Parisi group from 5 or 6 years ago?
It is. The city took it over.
The city
but
took
it did
it over.
Generate from that.
Yeah, it came through that.
Right.
And the city now took advantage of took it. Elizabeth Carey is now running. And it's got a board of directors. So
I should have Elizabeth Carey in here. I don't
and
know. If,
right
I don't know. If I've ever, I don't even know if I've met her before.
You know where their office is, Joey.
There.
It's right
next to the Harbor Master's office. So I saw that.
Yeah.
And TJ spoke to that.
Mm-hmm.
Our Harbor Master spoke to that. I probably should know who this Elizabeth Carey person is.
Every boat that comes to Gloucester gets a packet delivered by the Harbor Master to every boat all year, and it gets it all the brochures and what's happening and everything.
Didn't Al Bazanson used to go and get the stuff from Vigilio's?
Oh,
Brett Ramsey does that.
So that's during the Schooner Festival, and that's the welcome pack for all the things. But
when they come
she's
in,
saying there's a VIP port pack for any boat that comes
every transient boater that comes in stays at one of their
anybody renting a mooring in Gloucester Harbor.
Chris and I last week we did an interview with Becky from Dakwa.
Great.
Look at this.
See,
that just shows how how novice and green we are as far as our boating skills.
Well,
are.
You have a place
they
to
knew.
Put your boat.
Yeah.
What's that?
I've used Dogwood. It's great.
Yeah, it is.
You
great.
Used, see, Heath Ellis, captain of the Thomas E. Lannan, has used Dakwa.
We use it. We Stan and I cruise.
Yeah.
We take our schooner to Maine and do a music festival starting this Friday. And
so, give me an example of how you've used Dakwa.
We're going to go to Biddeford our first night, and we're too big to get inside Biddeford Pool. So you go on the website, you call, you get a hold of Dakwa, you give them your login information if you're not already in there. With me, we get all of our moorings for Schooner Festival through my Dakwa account. So they've got my credit card and right back
very
to my
nice.
Kindergarten report cards. But they know everything. But we're too big to get inside Biddeford Pool, so we want a mooring. The holding ground there for anchoring is kind of tough. So we want to be sure when we get there at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon that we've got a mooring ready to go. So you call them, you make a reservation, they confirm it, and you're done.
Yeah.
And that way you know when you get there, you can get a tour.
Chris and I interviewed Becky from Dakwa.
Yeah,
she's like their marketing person.
Exactly,
she came here last week.
Yeah.
We at the Harbor Master's office.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, 7:30 this morning, I posted that video of
the
screenshot of his, that software that they provide for Marina.
Yeah.
It's Marina management software that they probably would have to pay, $5,000 for the software and it makes everything so efficient because it, with a quick glance, they can see their availability of all their different size moorings and slips, and they can, and so the user, the person that owns the boat, enters how long and how much depth they need, so they can, it matches everything up perfectly.
So great.
And
you know what's great about it? It encourages people to cruise from port to port. Their first thing on their website when you go to it, where do you want to go? So it helps. I mean, it's terrific.
Yeah, Chris, why don't you? Yeah, I'll be right down.
So they definitely fixed the problem.
They
fixed
it. That's why I want to invest in this company.
It would be a safe investment.
It helps the Harbor Master
because people so you guys knew, but you guys are hardcore boaters. There are so many that don't.
Yeah.
That absolutely don't know about Dakwa yet.
And
for someone that's like a novice boater, and so you're going to go to Biddeford, right? But for someone like Chris that really isn't, it takes the guess. Like, he wants to go to Newburyport, right?
Yeah.
But he's not really sure he has a place to stay.
Yeah.
Dakwa takes the question. Let's go. We're going. Right?
Try bringing a boat to Gloucester during Labor Day weekend.
So,
you need to call Dakwa because if you call the Harbor Master's office,
they won't.
They're going to tell you to call Dakwa.
They're going to talk.
They don't take reservations.
Yeah.
So, what did people do before this? Then
they would call the Harbor Master's office.
Oh, okay.
And get a mooring, or you take your chances when you get there,
or not call.
Well, like what she said in the podcast, you show up and you start looking. And that's what you do when you travel.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar.
You kind of just come in and
you call
look on your chart and you call one marina after another and hope you get
it. Right. You know beforehand.
And if you have a big boat with a and a deep enough draft that could be an issue, you want
to
be sure that you have. If it's later in the day and there's a thunderstorm coming, you want to know you've got safe anchorage somewhere or safe mooring.
Yeah.
Well, and I was pleasantly surprised to learn that there are many places in Gloucester Harbor to use Dockwa.
Yeah.
That, you know, there are some piers that I didn't know I could tie
it's
up to.
It's not just the moorings.
It's not just the moorings. It's not just the public dock.
Yeah.
Because I've been tying up to the public dock the last 2 years thinking that that was the only place I could tie up to until I got the Dockwa app.
Yeah.
That shows me a bunch of other places.
It's a thing that's gotten to be, you know, known. I mean, when it first came out, you know, you say Dockwa, you think, what is that? Sounds like, you know, a kind of a shoe that you would you know, but now it's anybody who's ever leaving to a different port, if you have a boat, you know who Dockwa is, because in some places, if you could call ahead, I could call Biddeford, or I could call, you know, Christmas Cove, and I could say we want a mooring, and they'd say call Dockwa.
We're leaving that sweet spot though now, because more people are knowing about it. It was kind of nice
for
the last couple of years where no one knew about it. You could get in.
Kind of like timeshare.
So get in now
before
that gets even crazier.
I presume it's national.
I don't think it's on every state. It's on both coasts.
Okay.
And then some other.
Right.
But they've really grown. I mean, they're providing a huge service because so much time in the Harbor Master's office was taken taking up getting mooring reservations. And especially on a busy weekend like Schooner Weekend, everybody wants to come to Gloucester, and they wait too long, and they get in here, and there is some anchorage left, but not much. And if you don't have a mooring, you have to anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few big boats in town, so there's
not a lot of
options.
Right.
We have a lot of boats coming that are coming from out of town.
Yeah.
Some for like Columbia comes from Panama City, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know where they're going before they get here.
Sure.
I mean, we arrange all that through the Schooner Festival Committee, but the other boats, visiting boats, you know, they rely on being able to, you know, put their boats in place when they get here.
Right.
So Schooner Festival, right before the fireworks, you have the fun parade of boats, don't you?
Yep.
Although the parade of schooners is Sunday morning.
Right.
The parade of lights is
Saturday.
Oh, parade
of lights.
Yeah.
That's right at dusk, just before dark.
Right.
That's arranged through Tobin Dominic at Cape Ann Marina,
mm-hmm.
and they come up the Anisquam River and into the harbor and go around the harbor.
Be
it's
fun.
A beautiful sight, and it's fun. Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
There's a cash prize, I believe, for the best boat, best lights.
I think everybody that enters gets like a gas discount.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Fun.
Nice.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and this started a long time ago when one of the harbor masters remembered when there was an illumination night that used to happen. It happens a lot of harbors around in different parts of the world, but people would put lights out all along the harbor, and they called it illumination night.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't ever get that going with people. You know, somehow in Gloucester, people are singularly minded, and they don't always do what you ask them to do. And so we tried to get all the boats, all the visiting schooners, to put their lights on. Well, that didn't work either, because if you want to talk about singular-minded people, talk to a schooner captain. And they were going to do. So we finally thought, well, let's have this land-based. And so the Dominic family organized this, and Tobin's been great, organized this parade of lights on powerboats that come up the river, and it's a really fun thing. And it gets other people, other boaters involved in Schooner Weekend.
Oh,
so it's not
just
cool.
Like they're a part of it.
Yeah.
A huge
So if a boater wants to sign up,
they contact Cape Ann Marina.
Cape Ann Marina.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a note on Facebook about that too.
Okay.
So are you planning your light show there, Chris?
We were
talking about for the first year.
Oh,
yeah. But then they always have like they usually have. I don't want to speak to. I don't know if this has happened or not. Sometimes certain people have rewards for people that do it. Is that happening? Did you already speak to that?
Yeah. For the first and second. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm pretty sure every entry gets something.
And some of these
that's
are
the way
it
always
had
been.
Remember the ones with mechanical whales all kinds of
flames.
Oh,
yeah,
do it. Did you talk about that?
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Are you? It was all. Everybody saw this. This is all. This is all on camera.
So you have to work But it's
wait, no, it's at night.
This is Saturday. Right. He's working Sunday.
Saturday evening.
Right.
I'm all about this.
Yeah.
Tyler's also checked in a while ago to Chris's son to say that you can stay at his apartment in D.C. if you take your Baltimore.
Oh, we gotta.
Ooh,
yeah, but no, that's no. We want to be. We want the.
We'll just come over. We'll just come over for a nice hot shower.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
We
no,
do
but
have,
you
not
can,
the deckhand though,
no,
just the cap, not the deckhand.
Yeah.
You stay on board.
I'll stay home.
You
start a drink. I'm got a big scruffy beard and I'm
got
a reek of rum.
You come home with a big earring and a tattoo.
Something like
start
that.
Start wearing bandanas.
We got to say a shout out to Aurelia Nelson, our friend Aurelia. I saw that she checked in.
Yeah,
anybody else check in, Pat?
No, haven't seen it.
Okay. Yeah, but no. Do we? Is there anything else that you guys want to add?
Well, while you were out, we talked about the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about our sponsors. We
yep.
talked about boats. We have, hopefully this year, but a few years ago we decided that Columbia being new, 2014 new, it was tough for her to race against something like Letty G. Howard, who's actually not coming this year, but other boats that are 100 years old, former fishing schooners. It was a little bit unevenly matched. Our classes are really casual, small, medium, and large.
Right.
But Columbia being so new and so fast, we discovered a beautiful old trophy that was actually from 1923. There was a race here to celebrate Gloucester's anniversary, and this was a gorgeous trophy that turned out to be made by Tiffany.
Wow.
Now we got it all cleaned up and fixed up, and that's now the 1923 Columbia Trophy, named for the original schooner Columbia. So we award that to a modern schooner, which for the last few years has really only been the beautiful new Columbia. So we wanted to have some competition for her. So we hope, fingers crossed, that Spirit of Bermuda is coming to give her a run for the money.
She's in yard, and if she can get out of yard in time, she wants to go.
Wow.
So that'll be a great thing.
Before the purists call us,
you have to bring it up.
The Spirit of Bermuda is a Bermuda schooner.
Yes.
End of comment.
Still a schooner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I sense some controversy.
Yeah, there's something going on.
I sense some controversy.
Yeah.
Well. So what are the different races? There's are you guys doing anything for Ed? Didn't Ed die this past week?
Ed Boynton, yeah, Eddie. Boynton passed away, and
he was long time involved, wasn't he?
Oh well, yeah, and well, he had the beautiful little schooner,
Sugar Babe.
Yeah, Sugar Babe out by 10 Pound Island. A group is going to take his boat and bring her in the parade. We'll have a special tribute to Ed in the parade, and of course there's a program that'll list all the boats, and she'll be listed, and we'll make a note. Another schooner captain who was a habitual visitor to Gloucester every year passed away this year, so we'll have a sadly, every year we now have to mention those we've lost during the year.
Yeah.
But Ed was a champion. He was a real hero. The guy, you know, every year when I do the commentary on the boulevard, when Sugar Babe comes by, the crowd just gets to their feet and cheers because here's a guy that had to get into his schooner in a Hoyer lift, sailing that boat from a wheelchair. And, you know, just a picture of courage.
No,
so sadly, we lost him to sudden death, and it was a big loss to the community.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everyone. So Sunday, what? Give us some insider tip. You want to get a good vantage point to watch the parade. What time should you get there? Where should you park? And how do
you?
And
you should buy your ticket now for Lannan or Ardell or.
Ah, there you go.
First off, support the
people.
Hometown schooners need.
But
yeah.
I mean, people watch from the boulevard, of course. I'm stationed with Mike Costello and the Essex TV and radio truck, right by the man at the wheel, and a lot of people gather right there because the boats come in as close as they can. It is shallow. So we watch the tide. But they come in there for the parade. It comes in past Beauport Hotel and then past our little reviewing stand and goes past the fort, State Fort Park, and there's a cannon salute. So the boulevard is primo. Beauport Hotel, of course, and State Fort Park are both great places to watch. If you know anybody that lives at the fort, that's a great place to watch. I'm sure that the party crashers are all lined up, ready to go over there. From the water, from 10 Pound Island, if you can get out there. And it's You can hear.
I'll tell you, it's so wild. Like, Kim Smith really captures it really well every year. And some of the videos, she knows, like, she's been doing it for so long, she knows right where to get, especially when the sails are up, if you have a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many schooners you pack into our little harbor,
yeah.
And they're going back and forth. There's not a more beautiful vista than when all those schooners are inside of Gloucester Harbor,
yeah.
Kind of bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that it's no one gets smoked.
I don't.
Was that the monster jinx of all monster jinxes?
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Well,
sorry about that.
Well, Tom Ellis is in charge of the parade,
yeah.
and one of his prime jobs the morning of the skipper's meeting that we have every Sunday morning of the schooner weekend. Skippers all get together and we discuss the parade and safety,
mm-hmm.
And the harbor masters, you know, they make sure we set up a safety zone to keep a lot of small boats and everything from paddle boards to, big cruising yachts all want to have a bird's eye view.
Paddle boat that can't really paddle that fast.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And you get some big boat bearing down, and a schooner, you're limited in how much you can turn, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the key is to anybody listening that wants to spectate it from their own boat is just don't anchor.
Yeah.
Because big boats are going to expect you to be free drifting around.
Yeah.
There are a couple anchorage spots that the harbor masters and Coast Guard will let people anchor, but it's just
no.
Run your boat.
Did you hear that, Chris?
You know,
yeah.
Stay out of the way of the big boats because we can't
keep
stop.
The engine on.
You know
don't
what?
Anchor.
This is a really
You're
good time for me to promote my book, Winnie at the Wheel.
Winnie at the Wheel.
This takes place during the parade of schooners, and
okay.
Winnie ends up on the Lannan with Captain Heath
nice.
Saving the day, and it's all the result of a paddleboarder who's on board with a cat. It falls off, and it involves a talking seagull and the whole bit. So,
is the seagull's name Polly?
No, it's actually it's the reincarnation of Joe Garland.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
There you go.
So we've covered a lot of bases anyway. But anyway, Heath.
Where can you get the book?
Pardon?
Where can you get it?
Well, you can buy it at.
Can you get it downtown? Wait, first thing we want to say is this: can you get it at the bookstore of Gloucester?
Of course you can.
Okay, first
get
it at the bookstore of Gloucester. If you don't come to Gloucester or anything like that, where else can you get it?
So you can get it on board the Lannan, of
yeah.
course.
There
you
go.
Get it at Seven Seas next door and at their shop. You get it at Maritime Gloucester,
thank
of course.
You.
And,
right?
And then, you know, just because of the connection, you can get it at Russell Orchards.
Yes.
And so this is, but anyway, this is done really well because last year our mayor, Sofatia, gave this away to all the children in Gloucester for Halloween.
Wow. That's amazing.
Copies. And gave them all away. So thank you.
Jeez, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, I'm sorry for not mentioning. Do you know how many times people come in here to promote their
yeah.
books,
I
and they're like, "Oh, you can get it on Amazon." I'm like, "Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back up. Can you get it? Because
right.
if you can't get it at the Gloucester bookstore, Gloucester, then go ahead and put
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
No,
so.
Maritime Gloucester.
No,
they sell a lot of books because people. There's also a book I wrote about Ardell. It's going to Ardell. People come up after going on the Lannan or going on Ardell. And they come in the shop and they say, "Yeah,
no, so. The shop is amazing. That gift shop has something. If you're in town and you want to bring something back that symbolizes this place,
yeah.
Some of the they have models and ship models and
people come in by cruise ship. They come into cruise port. They come in and then we're part of the tour at Maritime Gloucester. So
group here right now.
Yeah.
And Heath is gonna. You gotta get going, right?
Minutes,
yeah. You guys are welcome to stay or go. We have a few other. We can finish this up right here. We have one thing that I wanted to mention. That Jimmy Dalpia has brought up to me. The Magnolia Pier fundraiser. Cheers
mm-hmm.
to the pier. Is Saturday, August 3rd, 4 to 9, and I have a link in the show notes where you can. Get tickets for the event. But that was a great podcast. Thank you guys for coming on.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We'll put links to all the stuff and support first level support the Maritime Gloucester and the local boats. If you're going to go out and charter a boat to see the Schooner Festival in the races or just to go
fireworks.
So a couple of days beforehand all these boats are in, not all, but most of them are in town.
So
it's a great time to go on a on a.
Yeah.
To
see, and you start to see the harbor fill up with these beautiful masts, and it starts to take you back. You know?
If you don't want to come during the middle of a festival, then we're actually hometown heroes here of our hometown. Schooners are going to do a Thursday night thing with any vessels that are in town too. So a little charter, a schooner challenge type thing. So.
Perfect.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's a fun week.
Yeah.
The Cape Ellis Memorial fundraiser. We'll put a link to that, and the date is on
August 19th.
August 19th. So there we go. I think we got a good podcast in the books. It's Clustercast 348, two away from 350.
Wow. Which is going to be at the Crow's Nest.
It is going to be at the Crow's Nest.
350 Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we'll be there.
That's it.